Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God is here this morning. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to be ready to receive what God has for us, aren't we? Amen. Aren't you ready to receive all that God has for us?
Amen.
Not just some, not just a little bit, but all that He has for us this morning. Amen.
Amen.
We just want to thank each and every one of you for coming this morning, and we are blessed by having you here. I'm Pastor Sharon. This is Pastor Rock. And like I said, be ready. Just be ready for Amen. What God has for you today. Amen.
Amen.
Say, I'll take all.
All.
God has for me.
God has for
today.
Me. Today.
Today. Amen.
Amen.
Turn over to Pastor.
Well, it is neighbor looking time. I want you to look at your neighbor, smile at your neighbor, point at your neighbor, and say, I came.
To receive.
God's good word.
This day.
And I declare.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
To receive.
God's good word.
This day.
And I declare.
I'll never.
Ever.
Be the same.
Again.
In Jesus' name.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the rest of this service. Father, we thank You that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of Your calling. We thank You for revelation knowledge. We thank You that the Word of the Lord will have free course in our midst. We thank You. Holy Spirit, I ask You to speak through me, teach through me, preach through me. Help me to say exactly what I should say today. Help me flow with You, Holy Spirit, not ahead and not behind, but right on time. Father, I thank You that You said signs and wonders follow Your word, and we are preaching and teaching Your word today, and we're expecting and believing to see signs and wonders follow this word this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, the title of the message today is, It's Not About You. I know that's revelation to us, but it's not about us. Amen. Ask, if you will, to get your Bibles. I'm gonna read another scripture, but I want y'all to go to Philippians 2. Philippians 2. And I'm going to read, while y'all are getting there, I'm going to read 2 Timothy 3, starting verse number 1. It says, understand that the last days will be dangerous times. People will be selfish and love money. There'll be all kind of people who brag and who are proud. They'll slander others. They'll be disobedient to their parents. They'll be ungrateful, unholy, unloving, contrary, and critical. They will be without self-control and brutal, and they won't love what is good. And the thing that I'm highlighting on this is verse number 2, people will be selfish. And really, that's really what I'm wanting to teach on today, what I feel in the Spirit. Philippians 2 is where you guys are at. In the easy-to-read version, it says, in whatever you do, don't let selfishness or pride be your guide. Be humble and honor others more than yourselves. Don't be interested only in your own life, but care about the lives of others too. In 1 Corinthians 13 and 4 and 5, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous, does not brag, it is not proud. Love is not rude, it is not selfish. Okay, I want to read what selfish is. I think we all know what selfish is, but I want to read it. It's devoted to or caring only for oneself, concerned primarily with one's own interests, benefits, or welfare, regardless of others. Sometimes, and this is all of us, we all have pockets where we're too selfish. I mean, we got pockets of selfishness in all of us, and I know we're being transformed into His image, and His image is not a selfish image, but we're being transformed to that, so we're still growing into not being selfish, and the Holy Spirit's training us and teaching us how not to be selfish. But sometimes we focus too much on ourselves, on our lives, our bodies, our houses, our cars, our pain, our stuff. Sometimes we're just too selfish. It's all about me, myself, and I. But really, it's not about you. It's not about me. We've got to get our mind off of ourselves and off of our body, off of our pain, off of our circumstances, because we stay too focused sometimes on everything that concerns us. And sometimes we can't see other people because we're so focused on what's going on around us. It stops us from being a blessing to others. it stops us from letting God use us to touch others. We get so busy with our lives and our stuff that we can't hear God when He's telling us, there's somebody right there, I need you to touch them. I need you to, you don't know what they're going through. I need you to be a blessing to them. I know the scripture in Philippians, we're just going to keep going back to it. An easy to read version again, same one. Whatever you do, don't let selfishness or pride be your guide. Be humble and honor others more than yourselves. Don't be interested only in your own life, but care about the lives of others too. James 5 and 16 says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Well, Lord, I don't really have time to pray for others because of my life. I'm going through this problem. I'm going through that problem. And Lord, I'm busy, 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 busy. You just don't know. I remember one time years ago, I hurt my back. And I really didn't feel like going anywhere or doing anything. And I remember we had a member that called us, and she had hurt her back. And she said she needed some medicine, and she needed somebody to go pick it up. And she said, could you go pick it up? And myself now, this is myself, I was thinking, Lord, I don't feel like going anywhere and picking up anything for anybody right now. I just don't feel like it. But I said, okay, we'll go. So we did. We went. We picked up her medicine. We took her medicine to her. The Lord told us, go. And got her medicine to her. On the way back home, I was healed. Now, you can say what you want to say. All the pain left. Every bit of the pain left. Now, sometimes God's got to get us out of us, and He'll supernaturally do something for us if we'll step over into somebody else's situation. But we get focused on ourselves and our pain, what we're going through. We got to get our mind off of ourselves and onto others. Pray for somebody else. Pray for their healing. Pray for their marriage. Pray for their finances. Pray for their emotions. Pray for their situations. Well, I can't pray for them. I'm going through all this stuff, and I can't pray for them to get a job. I don't even have a job. You pray for them to get a job, and God will give you a job. You pray for their marriage, and God will heal your marriage. You pray for their situation and circumstance that they're going through that is so hard, and God will heal your situation and circumstance that is so hard. When we step out of us and realize it's not about us, it's about Him and doing His work with other people, ministering to other people. We have to be other-centered. And it's so easy not to be other-centered in the world that we're living in. But we're happier when we focus on others. He'll lead us to give to others and to help others. He'll lead us to pay for somebody's meal or to buy them something. God will use us to bless others and make them feel His love in a special way. Now, I'm going to give you a couple examples. It's just little stuff. And I was on the receiving end of this a couple of times, a couple of days ago. I was in Dollar General a few months ago. I mentioned this one time. And there was a couple in front of me checking out at Dollar General. And they're just talking and laughing with the clerk and just having a good time. I didn't know them from Adam. And as they're walking out the door, the lady turns around, and I'm behind them putting my stuff on the counter. She says, here, take this. And I said, what's that? She said, it's a $5 off coupon on what you got right now. And I was like, wow, it just blessed my socks off. That was a very unselfish thing to do. She didn't know me. He didn't know me. They didn't know me from Adam, but they just were being unselfish and did that. I was in the grocery store Friday, just getting a few things, and while I was fixing to go to the checkout counter, and I had one more thing I was going to get, and I thought the cashier or somebody, it was somebody that worked at the store, got right in front of me, and I thought, you know, sometimes they'll get in front of you and say, okay, we're opening this line, and I thought that's what they were doing. I said, well, I got one more item. She said, no. She said, do you like coffee? And I said, yes. And she said, well, we had made this coffee for somebody else. It was a Starbucks coffee. They have a Starbucks there. And I was like, and I don't really care for Starbucks. And she was like, but we made this coffee and it's got caffeine in it. She said, do you drink coffee? I said, yes. And I said, but has it got anything in it? She said, well, it's got mocha and it's got, I don't know what mocha is, but I guess it's the cream. Now I know what it tastes like, though. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I did not know. I did not know the revelation of the goodness of God that I was fixing to get. I mean, it had, what's that syrup, that caramel? It had caramel and mocha or whatever, and it had the and salt, which you wouldn't think would be good. And I was like, well, thank you, you know, and I tried it, and then I realized, I know this sounds crazy, but as soon as she gave it to me, I felt the Lord's presence when I was given that gift, because I knew it was from Him. And I'm walking around to the other thing that I had to get, and I'm like, whoa, this is nice. Buddy, this is it. You know? And my natural mind, I would have just turned it down because it's not my thing, but now it is my thing. I like that. I like that a lot. But see, they could have just poured that coffee out. Those people in line could have just thrown that $5 thing away. But unselfishness, do you see? People being unselfish, we can bless each other and we can touch each other with God's love by being unselfish. Job 42 and 10 says, "And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before." It'll pop this time. Watch this. In the contemporary English, "After Job has prayed for his three friends, the Lord made Job twice as rich as he had been before." Yeah. Well, Pastor, I just don't have time for a prayer assignment right now. I'm real busy. That can change. It can change just like that. You might be in a hospital bed and have more time than you can deal with. I know one time I had a bad attitude. I was going to the hospital. This is many, many years ago in another church. And I was going to the hospital and seeing somebody in ICU, and I was tired and I had worked a couple of shifts, and I was give out. And I had a bad attitude, and I was, you know, going to pray for them. And you don't need to pray for somebody when you got a bad attitude. And the Holy Spirit, He's getting on to me anyway. He's just telling me about my attitude. The whole time I'm going in there, He's just getting on to me about my attitude. I know y'all think He don't get on to, but He gets on to me just like He gets on to y'all. And I'm standing there. I said, "Would you like for me to pray for you?" You know, and she said, "Yes, I would." And the Holy Spirit says, "It's a good thing you're on this side of the bed, isn't it?" I was like, that's a new perspective. Yeah, I think I can pray for you really well now. I got it. I got it. I got it. I was able to be there. I was able to go there. I was able to pray. Well, I'm hurting. I can't pray for somebody else. Yes, you can. Well, I'm in a desperate situation. God knows. God sees. Plant a seed of prayer for somebody else. Don't reason it away. You know the reason we reason away praying for other people? Because we're selfish. Because we're selfish. You think Job felt like praying for his friends? If I was Job, I'd want to beat them friends to a pulp. I mean, if that's the best three friends Job had, Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar, they talked, you know, that this came on you because of this and because of this and because of that. You're no good. You're a lousy no good. I mean, these are the best three friends he's got. But when Job prayed for them, he'd lost his family. He'd lost everything he had. And here Job is praying for them. I guarantee you Job didn't pray. He didn't feel like praying for them. He didn't feel like praying for anybody else because of his circumstances. We're so tragic. But he prayed for them, and God turned his captivity. When we pray for others, when we step out of selfishness, when we step out of it into Christ-likeness, which is unselfishness, when we step over into who we really are, that's when the glory of the Lord is revealed and our captivities are changed. Himself and prayed for his friends. We got to stop focusing on ourselves. This is not an easy message to preach, but you know what? We all need it. The Holy Spirit knows we need it. I mean, I don't come up with a message. The Holy Spirit comes up with those messages. And I just preach what He's got. I'm the messenger. But the messenger has to get the message just like we all do. Amen? So we're all in the same boat together. We're all going the same direction. Philippians 2 again. "Regard others more important than yourselves. A selfish person lacks consideration for others." Selfish people can't talk about anyone else but themselves. Selfish people can't let anyone else talk but themselves. Selfish people can't give things away. They can't give money away. They can't tithe. They can't give offerings. They can't give their time to help. Selfish people are not grateful people. So if we're not very grateful, we're probably very selfish. If we'll work at being more grateful, we'll be less selfish. You and I are happier when we look to help others or bless others. You want to have a great week this coming week? Step out of yourself. Make it a week not about yourself, but make it a week about others. Do you have something that maybe you don't use that would be a blessing to somebody else? Give it away. What could you do that would be a happy surprise for somebody else? Do it. Be unselfish. Think of somebody else. Pray for somebody else. Help someone else. Open the door for somebody else. Smile at somebody else. Give some clothes to somebody else. Do something for somebody else. Give an unexpected gift. Give a compliment. Share something with somebody else. Write a letter of appreciation about somebody else. If we're really selfish, we won't hear God when He says, buy so-and-so a gift. Huh? Well, I was going to get that for me. We're not talking about you. It's not about you. I thought it was about me. Well, I can't do that because it would cost me money. If we're selfish, we're also greedy. Tight-fisted. Love cares more for others than self. To go from being self-centered to other-centered, we start by putting others first. Galatians 6:10, let us do good to all people. And the golden rule said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Everybody say, it's not about me.
It's not about me.
It's not about me. Matthew 10:37 says, anyone, this is J.B. Phillips' translation, anyone who puts his love for father or mother above his love for me does not deserve to be mine. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And neither is the man who refuses to take up his cross and follow my way. The man who found his own life will lose it, but the man who has lost it for my sake will find it. So what does take up your cross and follow me mean? It's different things to different people. I know the Holy Spirit one time told me about my mom when she was alive. He told me that she was a missionary. And I said, she's called to be a missionary. She's almost 80 years old. How's she going to be a missionary? And I was just trying to figure this thing out. And he had moved her to where our family, a lot of our family was. And he said, she's a missionary to the family. She's doing good deeds and she's praying for the family. And she's doing things. Instead of just feeling sorry for herself, hang on. Wait a minute. There was a spot there. Sometimes we just feel sorry for ourselves, and we focus only on ourselves, and we don't do anything for anyone else. But she was planting seeds. She's went home to be with the Lord now, but she's got seeds that are still coming up in the family. Take up your cross and follow me. It may mean put gas in somebody's car. Change a tire for somebody else. Give someone an encouraging word. We make excuses for being selfish. I'm going to just turn around and go home now. It is. It's true. This is good stuff. I'll be honest with you. To feed you spiritually, to get God's message for you, I have to work on me, because I have to hear the voice of God, and I don't just pick a message. I want God's message for this group of people today, because God knows who's going to be here today. I don't know, and I don't want to know your circumstances. I want God to know your circumstances, and I want Him to speak through me to help you in your circumstances and give you the answers to your circumstances. But I can't do that if I'm doing my own thing when I'm supposed to be studying and praying. You understand, there's times that you just got to separate. There's things that myself would like to do instead of praying and studying. I know y'all don't, yeah, hallelujah. Wait. So just like I have to be not selfish in order to do that, the body of Christ that's here, that's called here, has to be not selfish to put themselves in a place to hear it. And that's not, I'm not slapping anybody down. I'm saying the truth. This is the truth. Just like I have to put myself in a place of not being selfish to hear Him, you've got to put yourself in a place of not being selfish to hear Him and to put yourself in that place to hear. You know, we've got people around us all the time, different people. We hear their story, and a lot of times we hear their story because it's for us to pray about or for us to get involved in some way sometimes by helping them, by speaking words of encouragement over them, something that'll calm them down, something that'll settle them, something that'll help them, bring peace to them. But if we're not careful, we'll be too self-focused, too selfish. We won't notice them. They might be at the end of their rope and we don't even see them. I've been around people just like that that I didn't notice. Pastor Sharon was in the doctor's office a week or so ago. And this lady had emphysema. She had we don't know if it was emphysema, but she had a real bad lung disorder. She couldn't hardly breathe. She's gasping for breath in the doctor's office. Just every breath is just a gasping for breath. And Pastor Sharon was checking in, and she sat behind the lady. And so she just started praying for the lady. Under her breath, the lady didn't know she was praying. But see, she had an assignment by God that she recognized when she got in the place where that lady was at. And she realized, this is my assignment. I'm supposed to be praying for this lady. So she's praying for her and praying for her. And then all of a sudden, the lady's breathing returned to normal. Completely normal. And nothing, I mean, it was God that did it. God's got you and I in places that He puts us. He orders our steps. And He has assignments, prayer assignments, a blessing assignment, whatever assignment He gives us, but He's put our steps there. He orders your steps and my steps to certain people and certain situations at certain times. And He's doing that so that we can step out of self and notice what's going on with them and minister to them. Sometimes we've all missed a lot of assignments that God had for us because we're in a hurry or because we're not thinking about anybody else. There's a saying by Bill Withers. It says, it is healthier to look at the world through a window rather than a mirror. With a mirror, all you see is yourself and whatever is behind you. Stop looking in the mirror. Look out the window. In lifting another person, we lift ourselves. Again, with Philippians 2. Each of us should be concerned not only about our own interest, but about the interest of others as well. As Pastor Sharon, as she come. In Corinthians, it says, if one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. One thing I can do is I can pray. My prayers do make a difference. Your prayers do make a difference. I can encourage. I can send a card. I can send a text. I can help in some way. Members, the Bible says, have the same care for one another in the body of Christ. One more time with Philippians in the Children's Bible, International Children's Bible. When you do things, do not let selfishness or pride be your guide. Be humble and give more honor to others than yourselves. Do not be interested only in your own life, but be interested in the lives of others. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. That was an awesome word. Praise God, yes. You know, a lot of times we'll say, Lord, use me. And it's like that joke that Patty was telling. Lord, give me help, and He's sending all these people to help, and they're not recognizing it. Well, there's a lot of areas that God will use us. We pray, Lord, use me. There's a lot of areas that God is wanting to use us in and will use us in, but we're not recognizing that that's what God is going to use us to do. Like Pastor was saying in the doctor's office, just simply praying for that woman. You know, God used that prayer right there in that office, and we didn't have to be a big scene or anything. And, you know, a lot of times we talk ourselves out of being used for God.
That's
right. I'm guilty. I know
we're all guilty
of that. We'll think, well, I can't do that. I can't say that. I can't, you know. Well, if you feel that impression to do it, it's not the devil telling you to do it.
That's right.
You know, he doesn't want you to pray for somebody, or he doesn't want you to bless somebody. So let's just dedicate our hearts to just surrender to God.
Amen.
When we feel those little promptings, you know, we want it to be a burning bush or something, you know, a loud booming voice coming out, but it's a still small voice most of the time. And so we just need to be what's the word I want? Somebody.
Sensitive.
Yes, thank you. Sensitive to the voice of God, sensitive to the Spirit, amen? Because we all want to be used by God. We all want to bless other people. We all want to be a help to other people, amen?
Amen.
And so let's just pray before we end the service this morning. Father, we just come to you this morning, Father, thanking you for your word this morning, thanking you for your presence this morning, Father God. And Lord, let us be doers of your word, not just hearers only. But let us go out, Father God, and let this word stay in our hearts. Don't let it be stolen from us, Father. And help us, Lord, to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. What your Spirit, Father God, would tell us, Father God, to do, how to be a blessing, who to pray for, what to do, what to say, how to be an encouragement, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that we hear your voice clearly and we follow the voice of the Good Shepherd. And we give you praise and glory this day, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Give God a hand clap of praise today.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.